Hello, 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 once again, all my fellow patriots and you filthy leftist stalkers out there. You are listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elvis Radio. My name is Angela Box. Some quick housekeeping if you're new here. Everything I put out, whether it's on BitChute and Rumble, still don't have a YouTube or a Twitter, by the way. Everything on BitChute and Rumble, at the Box of Rocks, Instagram is, what am I? Who am I? Where am I? At Angela, excuse me, no, at the Box of Rocks. Facebook is Angela Box Public. Truth Social is just at Angela Box, and everything is warehoused on angelassoapbox.com. All right. This episode of Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elvis Radio is also turned into podcast form on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. So go find it, sign up, and tell your friends. Okay. Every week on my show, I like to dedicate a sea turtle killing plastic straw to a filthy leftist or sometimes some rhinos who richly deserve it. And I have some interesting tea to tell y'all today. Let's just put it that way, okay? There's a reason that the Twitter meltdown continueth. There's a reason that the deep state and the media is not reporting on it or trying to pretend like it doesn't exist. And it's not just to prove that they are totalitarian censors. No. I think there's a lot bigger thing, much bigger things going on here. The sea turtle killing plastic straw for this week is going to a groomer, shall we say, by the name of Yoel Roth. So let's take a swig to Yoel, and I'm going to tell you who he is, just in case you don't know. Okay, up until about 3 weeks ago, no one had heard of this guy. And that's the amazing thing about the Twitter censorship, isn't it? And the big tech censorship, is that you don't even know these people's names. Like, they're just these nameless, faceless bureaucrats, essentially. And they've done what the federal government has done for decades and decades in denying us liberty. And now the nameless bureaucrats are working with the name in the government, are working with the deep state, big tech, oligarch, nameless, faceless bureaucrats, and colluding with them to infringe upon our liberties. But not if you're a child pornographer, because if you're a child pornographer or you use certain catchphrases like pizza or pasta or cheese or walnuts or sauces or maps or handkerchiefs, why, you get a pass. And Yoel Roth was the, former Twitter trust and safety head Yoel Roth. He's a criminal, guys. This is the guy that was in charge of trust and safety. So basically, if you post something, he has the ability to flag it, take it down, along with this Vijaya Gotti lady, who is another one of these faceless nameless bureaucrats whose name we now know. And what is remarkable about this Twitter file stuff is the censorship stuff, is that it is so few people running the show. So few people put their fingers on the scales to tilt it for the Democrats. So few people are putting their fingers on the scales to make the world believe that they are the majority positions. That everybody, don't you know, wants drag queens in front of children, of course, duh. And once disgusting sexualizing of children in schools, duh. And once the LGBTQ plus ABC alphabet people agenda shoved in kids' faces, duh. Everybody wants ESG and the Green New Deal and wants an open border, duh. No. What we are learning now that the Twitter files have started to drop, and there have been more this week, and I'm going to talk about them. And I think Elon is waiting for the weekend. I'm taping this on Friday. What is the 16th of December in the year of our Lord, as Steve Bannon says, 2022. And I think Elon's going to wait for the weekend to drop the latest batch of the COVID stuff. So I'll talk about that on next week's show. But what we are learning is that there are this tiny group of people that were in charge of shaping the narrative. And now that we know that they worked with the government, and I'm going to get to that too, in shaping the narrative, it is really, this is 1984 on steroids. This is Brave New World on crack, as I've said many, many times. If you combine a 1984 and Brave New World into one big dystopian novel, that is what we are living through. And let's talk about the sexualization of children. Let's talk about what Yoel Roth, the head of Twitter Safety, Trust and Safety, used to put out. Keep in mind, the lie that Twitter was a safe haven for free speech is a lie. And the truth is that it's a safe haven for child pornography. And I mean, those of us who've been paying attention to this for years, and again, I think all of these reveals that are going on are not for us in a way. And I know I have people who listen to my show who know exactly what I'm talking about. And then I have people who are like, what is she talking about? So I think a lot of these revelations right now are not for those of us who've been really paying attention to this for years, who have been saying for years, there's child porn all over Twitter. There's coded language all over Twitter. Again, if you go back and look at the John Podesta emails, there's weird emails with words that don't make any sense. Like, oh, can you bring over a pizza for an hour? Or, oh, I had the best pasta for 2 hours today. Like, what? And the FBI has been very clear. The good people in the FBI, the ones that haven't been corrupted, and that's, you know, fewer and fewer as it turns out. They've made it very clear that there's all these symbols, all these words, coded language that speaks to pedophiles. And when you use those language, when you use those symbols, that signals to other pedophiles you're in their club. And it also probably signals to pedophiles, especially high up pedophiles and high up people who've been blackmailed. Because I am absolutely convinced one of the reasons Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell existed was to trap and blackmail powerful people, have them on tape doing absolutely horrific things to children. Or, for example, if X person wants to be in Hollywood and they want success, well, then you're going to have to be on videotape doing something absolutely evil and against the law. And it usually involves probably something with a child. And those of us who've been talking about this for years have been called conspiracy theorists, have been called crazy. I don't think the normies that are waking up and looking around going, what the hell is going on? I don't think they're necessarily calling us crazy anymore. Okay? So let's get back to this Yoel Roth character. Now, when Elon came in, Yoel Roth was bootlicking and trying to keep his job, of course. And this is why Elon is great, is that he kept him around for a while. And he was like, all right, let's see what this heifer's up to. And when they started digging into what this heifer was up to, it's like, oh, this guy cannot stay. So here we go. This is from Steven Crowder. Literally, if you put the hashtag Yoel Roth, this is one of the first things that comes up. This was a man that had complete authority on what went out on Twitter. He flagged your tweets as misinformation, hate speech, or simply took them down if he didn't like them. And we're going to get into the whole banning of Trump probably when we come back from the break, and what Trump did this week, which a lot of us are scratching our head about, unless of course you understand what's going on and you're like, oh, okay. So I'm going to read just a few of his tweets that point out the fact that this guy, I mean, he's in the alphabet mafia. That goes without saying. He did his PhD on, I believe it was something like men who have an attraction to younger boys should not be criminalized, something like that. I misspoke. That kiddie porn is not necessarily a bad thing, something. I'm going to look it up in the break to make sure I'm getting it right, if I remember that is, but y'all know how that goes with my pinball brain. We'll see how it goes. But if I, just in case I forget, look up Yoel Roth PhD and it should be able to pop up there. Don't look on Twitter. I mean, excuse me, on Google. Look on the Brave browser. I was going to say DuckDuckGo, but they've been compromised too. All right, so let's see. This is from Yoel Roth. I enjoy having the kinds of meetings where Googling, quote, gay bareback porn is considered academic work. Okay. A member of my cohort at Penn has proposed co-founding a blog called Hackers and Porn. Needless to say, I'd be writing the porn side. Quote, Twitter will live to porn another day, end quote. Thing I just yelled loudly at work. Doing research on Craigslist sex discussion boards begs the question, main browser or porn browser? Grad student I'm staying with, quote, you're not that innocent. I know about your secret dirty Twitter account. Guilty as charged, end quote. Can high schoolers ever meaningfully consent to sex with their teachers? And I think that's actually what his PhD was about. So all of these tweets were from this this jackhole, Yoel Roth. And he ain't the only one, guys. It is all over Twitter. And to Elon's credit, he has been taking down these accounts as fast as he can get to them. And a lot of them, I hope they're going to be prosecuted. But I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, these are the people that had the nerve to ban the word groomer while allowing child pornography on their website or on their platform. These are the people who go to the mat for groomers in public schools. And it's funny because I met this very interesting guy last night at a party I was at. Gay guy, very liberal, works in the Obama administration. We got along very, very well. But it was interesting because we come from a totally different worldview. And he was like, so why does your side hate gay people? Why are you calling us all pedophiles? And I was like, okay, well, no one hates gay people. Like, stop that, okay? And you need to ask yourself, why is the word groomer being banned when you want to put sexualized material, specifically LGBTQ sexualized material, in front of children? You have no problem with that. Or taking to a drag show that is completely, the point of it is to be sexual. And I said, have you heard of the account Gays Against Groomers? And he had no idea what I was talking about. And this is the thing. We are, our two sides are living in, we're in our own little bubbles. Like, he has no idea what I'm talking about. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what he's talking about. It's interesting because he is of the dominant media narrative culture. So he just thinks that everybody thinks like him, and he just thinks that we're a bunch of weirdos and homophobes and bigots, etc. Like he's been told for years and years on his dominant media narrative bubble. Whereas you and me and people who listen to shows like this or listen to truther channels, for lack of a better word, we know exactly what the left thinks. I mean, Rush Limbaugh put it brilliantly. He said, I don't need to really even watch these shows because I know what they think. I know how they think. And the difference is that they, meaning the left, does not know what we know, does not have the same set of facts that we have. This man said, you know, so you're unvaccinated. I mean, how do you feel about that? I'm like, I feel great. How do you feel? You don't think there's a problem with these vaccines? Well, oh, that's a conspiracy. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, well, for the record, I didn't do any of this crap. Not one bit of it, and I'm just fine. Oh, and I took HCQ. I have some HCQ that I take if I feel a little tickle coming on. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But again, he was a very, very funny. We got along very, very well. It was delightful, and I would actually love to do like a show with him because I think it's important to have a dialogue with people who are different than you, but that you get along with. I'm not talking about dealing with leftists who are absolutely insufferable. No, no, no. I wouldn't recommend that on my worst enemy. No. But I do think talking to people, having an engaging discussion of a back and forth without getting vitriolic would be helpful so that I understand how he thinks and he understands how I think. But again, I already know how he thinks. It's like, I got it. Believe me. You run the culture. We understand what the left thinks, okay? So, Yoel Roth and the other child pornographers on Twitter. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It's like when Greg Phillips and Katherine Engelberg said that what they uncovered with the Koenig, that was the very tip of the top of the iceberg. That there's so much more fraud. There's so much more collusion between the actors that it would blow your mind. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about Trump's big announcement. And for a while, for a second, I was like, oh my God, he totally jumped the shark. Like, this is dumb. But he didn't. And let's delve into as his big announcement and what it could possibly mean. You are listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Alts Radio. I'll be right back.
Do it, the RER 2 plus 2 challenge. Howdy, rowdy Texans. It's me, E, the millennial voice of RER. I'm a big fan of RagingElephantsRadio.com. More Texas voters should be listening to RER every day. A better, deeper knowledge of how Texas works will help Texas voters to make Texas more like Texas. The RER 2 plus 2 challenge. Listen to RER 2 hours a day, every day, for 2 weeks. You'll learn more about Texas politics in 2 weeks than you've ever known. Mark it on your daily calendar. Set your phone alarm, the RER 2 plus 2 challenge. 2 hours a day, every day, for 2 weeks. RagingElephantsRadio.com, the rebellious voice of Texas liberty.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Alts Radio. Before I jump into the Trump big announcement and all that, I want to... Excuse me. I'm drinking this new Bang drink. It's peach mango. It's good, y'all. It gives you a jolt. I am not mad at it. Anyway, it's called Bang, and it's the peach mango flavor. And you get it on Amazon because Jeff Bezos has me by the balls. Okay, I just wanted to give... A rest in peace to this guy, DJ Steven Boss, goes by the name of Twitch. I had never heard of this guy, but evidently he was a big dancer and he was like on So You Think You Can Dance, and he was a DJ and kids watched his Instagram videos, and evidently he just had such a joie de vie about him and seemed so happy and with a great wife and children, and he committed suicide this week. And I mean, a lot of people are committing suicide. There are, teenage suicides have just skyrocketed since the beginning of the fake pandemic. There was actually an incident at one of these woke schools here in Houston of a girl who, was lesbian allegedly, and her brother is non-binary, and she was on antidepressants and she committed suicide. And all these lefty parents with these messed up kids, sorry, it's very sad, but it's the parents who are screwing these kids up. It's this woke agenda that is screwing them up, that is making them think you can change your gender, that you can, that the climate's going to kill you, that we don't have much longer on this earth. It's so depressing. I had a massage a few weeks ago from this girl who's a Gen Z. And she literally said, she was like, yeah, you know, it's really bad out there. And I was like, yeah. But of course, it's funny because we're coming from a totally different set of a totally different worldview. She's like, you know, the climate. I mean, we just don't have that much longer. And I'm like, okay. And I go, well, you know, the climate's always changing and it's called weather. But you want to let that make you depressed and suicidal? Like, I guess knock yourself out. It is the media. It is the psychotic leftists that are causing all of this anxiety, depression, and suicidal tendencies with these children. They are to blame. And when you see a young adult also take his life that seemed to have everything going for him, it's very sad. It's very sad. So if you've struggled with that, I've known several people who have committed suicide, and it's always shocking. And you never know what someone is going through. So I guess what I would say, you know, I have a lot of bravado and bluster when I'm on my show, but I think it's important that when we're interacting with people on the daily, in our daily lives, that we treat everyone with kindness. We treat everyone with respect, even those we don't agree with necessarily, because we don't know what people are going through. And make sure to tip your waitresses and don't be a jackass about that. I cannot stand bad tippers. Worse than a bad tipper, and I'm only half kidding, is a person who only drives the speed limit. I mean, get the hell out of my way, okay? Just move it along. All right, let's talk about the Trump, the big announcement. So everyone's like, what's this going to be now? What was this? And then when it came out that he was coming up with these trading cards, I was just like, I was face palming. I'm like, oh my God, this is like truly a jump the shark moment. And then I was having lunch with my HISD mom friends, who I met all these great ladies when we were sticking it to HISD over the past year and a half. It's amazing how God will bring you the right people in your life. And it's so nice. We're at lunch and this one girl goes, do any of you have any friends that are Democrats? And we're like, no, not anymore. And it's like, no, I honestly don't, because life's too short. Anyway, we're sitting at lunch and my friend Jackie, who has a great Instagram, she's, man, this girl is getting some tea. She's getting all the gossip. You need to follow her, HTX Kids, on Instagram. Anyway, Jackie was like, oh, don't you understand what that was? He just dropped the Trump card. And it's like, oh, the Trump card. Okay. So as all the lefties were laughing at Trump, saying this is so stupid and what a ridiculous thing to do and what an ego and what a grift, et cetera, I think he was sending a not so subtle message to the deep state that the Trump card is about to be dropped. And evidently in this deck of cards, this digital deck of cards, Trump's in a white hat. You know, he's one of the good guys, if you will. I don't know. I think there's a lot of chess moves being done here. And I don't think Trump says things willy-nilly. But Trump, after that, came out with the real story, I think. And it was great. It was essentially an Internet Bill of Rights, which is what Republicans, the good ones, have been talking about for years. But of course, they also, they're like, oh, we need an Internet Bill of Rights. But at the same time, we don't want to rein in Section 230, which basically gives legal immunity to all these tech platforms, that they can just slap people down and censor and have child porn up and whatever. Things that cause children to commit suicide, whatever. They have no legal liability whatsoever. But the Section 230 ends, in my opinion, and it ended way before Elon Musk took over Twitter. It ends when these social media platforms put their fingers on the scales in favor of one side over the other, and not being, and they're not a neutral arbiter. So when Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and the dude from Google went up to Capitol Hill to testify and they lied their faces off saying that they're not banning conservatives, they're not shadow banning, they're not limiting free speech, that was clearly a lie. And every bit of the Twitter files that have been dropped has now been showing us that. And the smoking gun was released last weekend, in which we now know that the FBI, the DOJ, people in the Biden administration were working with, were telling the tech companies who to censor, who to ban. That's literally interfering with the First Amendment. You can't do that. And in a sane world, and in a world where the media wasn't as corrupt as the big tech companies, and in a world where the media wasn't in bed with the big tech companies, and in a world where they did not have the same worldview and the same narrative, and their narrative was tied all together, this would be a huge story. But no one's reporting it because it affects the big tech companies, and it affects the leftist government. It affects the left's team. And if it affects their team, they're not going to comment on it. They're not going to report on it. So Trump had a really good speech. And I'm trying to actually just find a screenshot of this. But it was really good because he was like, we would get rid of Section 230. We would make sure the government was not labeling anything misinformation or disinformation. If it's domestic speech, you have the right to say what you want to say. You have the right to have an opinion that's contrary to the left. Section 230 would be done away with because the social media platforms are not arbiters of neutrality, they have their fingers on the scales for the left, and they have for many, many, many years. And there was all kinds of good things. Medical misinformation, like not misinformation. I hate that word so much. And see, I even fell into using that word. But an idea that you have medical freedom, you have autonomy over your body, not just with abortion, leftists, but you have the right to decide if you want to put an experimental drug into your body. All kinds of stuff he came out with. But he said, you know, our First Amendment is under attack by the left, and these things need to be handled immediately. Now, I don't have a whole lot of hope that anything will be done while Joe Biden is president and while the Democrats control the Senate. I don't have a whole lot of hope anything's going to be done while the Republicans control the House, because we have seen that they are as much in bed with these people as the left is. It's one big swamp. It's why they hate Trump. Because Trump is literally draining the swamp, and that means they're going to lose their jobs. And he also said, I'm going to fire every single bureaucrat that was working with big tech companies to censor Americans. I'm going to find you all, and you're all gone. And that's the part of the swamp that is so hard to get rid of, the administrative state, the intelligence community. As Chuck Schumer said, warn President Trump, you go after the intelligence community, they have 51 ways to Sunday to getting you back. He wasn't kidding. And Rachel Maddow sitting there nodding her chicken head going, oh, tell me more, Senator. And we now know that the intelligence community, again, like all the rest of the swamp, was hell-bent on getting rid of Trump. It's why we had the fake pandemic. It's why we had the mail-in ballots. It's why the Hunter Biden laptop story was called fake. It was all to get rid of Trump, because he's literally threatening their livelihoods. And when you threaten someone's livelihood and putting food on the table for themselves and their family, people will do desperate things. When you threaten someone's power from someone who is so desperate to control, be in control, centralize everything, and control everybody else's lives because they know best, you're going to have a target on your back. And President Trump certainly does. So his announcement, I think, was a little tease about dropping the Trump card. But the real thing was to take on big tech. And that's a beautiful thing. And that absolutely needs to happen. Now, let's talk about the Hunter Biden laptop stuff, because there's been another shoe to drop on that in the past 24 hours. So the Hunter Biden laptop, we all know, is real. Every single media outlet has now had to say, yeah, it's real. Whoops. Whoopsie, sorry about that. And Trump is now going after the Pulitzer board, the people who dole out the Pulitzer Prizes to journalists, etc. But again, they're on the same team. You won't see a Lara Logan getting a Pulitzer Prize. You won't see a John Solomon or a technofog who breaks down every bit of Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and John Durham stuff. You won't see them getting any Pulitzer Prizes. No. But the people at the New York Times and Politico and all their friends, they'll get the Pulitzer Prizes. So Trump is threatening to sue Pulitzer. Why? Because they gave two Pulitzer Prizes. I don't know exactly. I think it was the Washington Post and New York Times to journalists who uncovered the Russia collusion scandal. That Trump was colluding with Russia. He was a Russian agent. The Steele dossier was real. Oh, what great journalism. No, it's just circular reporting. And it was all fake. Every last bit of it was fake. It was a fart. It was made up. They pulled it out of their ass. It was so pulled out of their ass that the FBI told Christopher Steele, look, we will give you $1 million if you can corroborate this. Please just give us $1 million. Corroborate it and we'll give you $1 million. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it because it was fake. But what did the FBI do? They ran with it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that is treason. That is treason. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, all of them committed treason. The same people defending Mengele, Fauci over there, are the same people who perpetrated the Russia collusion hoax. So because they had this circular reporting and all the New York Times basically were like just taking notes from the FBI and the intelligence community, they're like, hey, we got this story here. And since we told Trump about it now, which is what James Comey did, I believe it was like January 6th or something. I don't remember, of 2020. It was either right before the inauguration or right after. I think it was before. But basically, James Comey was tasked by his little team, the little co-conspirators that were pushing this collusion lie, that used this to go get a FISA warrant, spy on Trump and his campaign, that invented the Russia collusion out of whole cloth, went to Trump and said, "Hey, sir, you know, just so you know, this is what people are talking about out there. This is kind of stuff that's out there." And Trump's like, what is this P-tape crap? This is insane. Like, none of this is true. And Comey's like, "Well, I know, sir, but, you know, I just had to tell you." And then what'd he do? He walked out the door and he texted all his buddies, or he told them, mission accomplished. Done. Told him. And that gave the media, who was also in collusion with the FBI and the intelligence community and the Democrats, carte blanche to run the story. So Pulitzer rewarded two fake news reporters from New York Times and Washington Post with Pulitzers on that fake story. And Trump's like, "Oh, no, no, no. That has been debunked. That is a fraud. That is fake. Even you people have to admit it's fake." And you just quietly try and walk away from it. But no, you're not going to get to keep the diamonds when you stole the diamonds. You're not going to get to keep your Pulitzer Prize if you made it up and pulled it out of your ass. And you knew it was fake. You knew it was fake. All of them working together for one goal: to get rid of Trump. So I think that lawsuit's going to be very, very interesting, don't you? And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a dirtbag named Natasha Bertrand, who now works at CNN, who did work at Politico, and what she did in order, in furtherance of a hoax, in furtherance of a lie, in furtherance of rigging an election. Because remember, the 2020 election, the 22 election, let's just talk about the 2020, many different actors, high up, higher than Obama, higher than the federal government, were pulling the strings of many different lanes of people in order to steal this election. If we're talking about the cyber, we're talking about the ballot harvesting, the mail-in ballots that were fraudulent, the dumping ballots that were 97% for Biden in at 2 a.m, locking Republicans out of the counting rooms. All this transparency, right? Now that we know that Twitter purposefully hid the Hunter Biden laptop story, and at least 17%, if not more, of the public was like, "Yeah, that would have made a difference in my vote." Are you kidding? A president that's literally bought and paid for by China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, God knows who else? Yeah, I think that would have made a difference to us, considering that we now have the pretender Peepaw, the sack of potatoes, and Senator Kneepads in there, completely corrupted, completely bought and paid for, Chinese agents, at least Peepaw is, and not doing anything to counter what China is doing. A controlled asset is one FBI whistleblower who was an undercover spy for years has said Biden is a controlled asset of the CCP. Like, they bought him. He's theirs. So yeah, I think that might have made a difference in people when they went to the polls, don't you? Guys, it's a big, ugly mess. It's a big, ugly swamp. And I still say that Trump is the only guy who can drain it. Because even if we get a DeSantis, and I want DeSantis as president, I really do. And I understand the arguments against Trump running. I get it. I get it. People are tired, whatever. But Trump has been their singular focus. He is the only guy that has identified who are the evil players in this game and how am I going to get rid of them. And he's taking them out one at a time. Until Trump came along and started talking about child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking, no one was talking about it. We were called crazy. And now it's right under our, all of it has been right under our noses this whole time. And the reason Trump knows so much about it is because he was in it. He played their game. He knows how these people work, think, operate. He's still the only one that can take them down. And y'all, we better hope that when he teased those cards, it was a tease of the Trump card. And the deep state and the black hats, they know it. They know it. They knew what that was. They're not stupid. When is the Trump card going to be played? When is Trump going to drop that Trump card? That's what I'm rooting for. All right, you're listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Alts Radio. We'll be right back.
What's up, Saints and Patriots? I'm Apostle Claver, a proud Texas nationalist, and I'm here to tell you about Texit. For 25 years, Daniel Miller has been working to see the rebirth of the Republic of Texas. His work has been hard, but his passion is deep. For many Texans, there is a deep yearning, a burning to see the prophecy of Sam Houston come true. But the desire of their hearts comes with many questions. Texit has the answer. It's the new book from Daniel Miller and Defiance Press. Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Texit charts the path to Texas independence. This riveting book of facts and philosophy will soothe your anxiety about the coming change and build your confidence that Texans can get it done. You'll want to buy several copies for your family and friends. Like I've said about this governmental mess, the only way out is out. And the best part of Texit, I'm in it. Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. It's selling like hotcakes. Buy it on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Angela Soapbox on Raging Alts Radio. The bottom line is this, with all of this. What the deep state did, all the things they did to keep Trump from being elected, remove him once he was elected, and then prevent him from being elected again, should tell you everything. They don't do this for someone who's not holding all the cards on them. They don't do this for a Lindsey Graham. And oh, here's the gossip. Now that I've said the name, I can't tell you what the gossip is. But I will just say this. All the rumors you are probably thinking about are very much true, if you catch my drift. There's a lot of people in D.C. who are very, very compromised and who hate President Trump. And who are working with even those on our side, as we know, working with Democrats to make sure he doesn't get a chance to be president again. That is their worst nightmare. They're not doing this for the run-of-the-mill Republican. They're not doing it for Johnny No Name in Nebraska from District 7, okay? When, you know, I pray that our new crop of Republicans and those people in or out of the Freedom Caucus who are America First people, I really hope they start elbowing their way to the top of the food chain there and push these rhinos and these milquetoast Republicans out of the way. Do you remember when Mia Love was elected from Utah? Black conservative, fabulous. I was like, this woman is a star. What'd she do? She got up there and she just completely shriveled. Immediately she was swept in by the rhino vacuum and she became a rubber stamp for whatever Kevin McCarthy and whatever the rhino establishment wanted her to do. And guess what? She got booted out 2 years later. Bye. We are looking for leadership. We are looking for bold action. Now, I teased that there is a reporter who has been exposed. She's now at CNN. Her name is Natasha Bertrand. Oh, another one of the things that Trump was doing that I think is brilliant. He said, if you're in the intelligence community, DOJ, FBI, et cetera, there has to be a 7-year cooling off period before you can go join a social media company or a media company, because that's what they do. Like, that's why James Baker was at Twitter. He gets fired from the FBI. Twitter's like, hey, come over, work for here. Use your skills that you used in getting Trump and now direct them on Twitter. Great, thank you. And Trump's like, no, we need to have a law. You cannot just go from the government to the media, the government to big tech. No, it cannot be this revolving door anymore, because that's why they've controlled the narrative for so long. They all date each other. It's just messy. It's just messy. They like the swamp. They love the swamp. They don't want the swamp to change. They like going to the parties. They like, you know, fighting with Republicans or fighting with Democrats on TV and then behind the scenes being like BFFs and laughing like, oh, those stupid Trump Republicans. We're gonna get rid of him. Don't worry. All working together. Anyway, all right. There's this Natasha Bertrand chick. Listen to this. She was at Politico. All right. She's now at CNN. Of course, nothing will happen to her. I'm just telling you what the story is, because literally nothing will happen to this girl. Her job will be intact. She will be still considered a journalist. No problem. So one of the reasons the Hunter Biden laptop story got the legs of the 51 former, current, and former intelligence officers said that the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. The reason that even got legs is because of people like Natasha Bertrand, who was writing for Politico at the time. And she published that even after she goes to the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, and the John Ratcliffe's office. And she was like, so is this real, fake? And the guy that was underneath him, I think this guy named Cliff Sims, if I remember correctly, he's come out this week and said, we told her straight up, this is not Russian disinformation. This is real. You cannot run that this is Russian disinformation. But because the media, like with big tech, like with Hollywood, like with the sports organizations, like with the woke corporations, all of them working, hive-minding it to get rid of Trump. She was like, I don't care. I don't care if it's, I don't care what John Ratcliffe is saying. John Ratcliffe is compromised because he's a Trumpster. Why? If it was Sandy Coates, who's a total swamp dweller, maybe she would have believed it. But because it's John Ratcliffe as DNI, and John Ratcliffe has been a very vocal America First patriot, I'm not gonna, he's lying. I'm gonna go with my 51 former and current intelligence officers whose job it is to lie and deceive and go with their angle, because I have a narrative that I need to support. And that narrative is that the Hunter Biden laptop is totally fake. All those pictures of Hunter snorting blow off hookers' asses, weighing crack rocks, all the pictures of him with little children, allegedly a picture of Joe Biden whipping a young girl, maybe pictures of Hunter's young niece Haley in compromising positions, all those documentations that show that the Biden crime family was completely up to their eyeballs in corruption. I'm going to just say that Russia, because my readership and my viewership are so stupid, and they've been spoon-fed the idea that Russia is this, you know, big bag entity that's behind every corner, and boom, it's Russia. That Russia is in charge of everything. Russia is so good at deepfakes, you guys. They literally invented not just one laptop, but two laptops. Because remember, Hunter Biden dropped off two laptops at John Mac Isaac's store. And the media going around saying these laptops were stolen. Stolen. Not only was it stolen, but it's Russian disinformation. I'm confused. Y'all, you got to square this with me, media, because if the laptop was stolen, that would imply that the things on the laptop were real, albeit stolen, but that whoever got into them, made them public, got them, sent a copy to the FBI, sent a copy to Giuliani, but it was stolen, but it's real, or it was Russian disinformation. Russia invented two complete laptops with IP addresses and logins and, you know, can my mom get a key to the office with the that we're sharing with the Chinese spy? Made all of it up. And that's what Natasha Bertrand ran with. That's what this disgusting left-wing hack ran with. Even after the DNI was like, listen, honey, this ain't fake, okay? So it was because of Natasha Bertrand that the rest of the media got in line. They're like, okay, good. Okay, good. Someone at Politico is saying that it's all Russian disinformation. So guess what? Now we can go out and say it's Russian disinformation. It's like James Comey going to Trump and saying, hey, just so you know, this is what's out there, sir. And once he's reported it to the president, oh, then you know what? That report, that dossier can get leaked, quote, leaked. to BuzzFeed, and then BuzzFeed can run with it, and then the rest of the media can run with it. You see how it works? You see how it works? What's that old saying? Where do I go? Where do I go to get my reputation back? Seriously, where do I go to get my reputation back? Because these people are evil. They do not like us. They have hoodwinked entire generations of Americans into believing that everything they say is true, gaslighting us into pretending that we're the ones who are causing all of this destruction. We're the ones who are literally trying to destroy people's lives. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. It's you guys. There was a poll, 71% say accurate reporting of Hunter Biden's laptop could have altered the 2020 election. Oh, you don't say. You don't say. Now, I'm trying to find this tweet about Elon sent to John Brennan. It's really good. The glass houses, I'm sure you've heard about this. Where is this? Darn it. Well, maybe I'll have to, No, I'm going to get to that. It's about, there's a pronoun one. See, this is, I found it. This is what happens when I literally just throw things into my notes all week. And I'm like, I sit down. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to leave with? And this is why I scroll sometimes. And it's like, oh, this is really fascinating, Angela. Okay, here's a tweet from John Brennan. Okay. Now, let me ask you, does this remind you of anybody you've heard of before? Now, keep in mind, John Brennan, James Comey, Jim Clapper, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Strzok, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of them Fauci, they're all colluding. Now, John Brennan is 100% behind Anthony Fauci. He's like, how dare you? How dare you smear the decent name of Anthony Fauci? He's a national hero. It's like, okay, I'm so glad that your side has put your stake in the ground on Anthony Fauci like this. And again, it's all the same people. It's the people who push the vaccine, the people who push the mask, the people who's pushing the war with Ukraine, the people who push the Russia conspiracy hoax, the people who are pushing the woke hive mindset, the people who are pushing drag queens on the kids, the people that are pushing this idea that the climate is dying and we only have 10 years left so they can get richer. The people that are pushing drag queens onto children, the people who are saying you can change your own gender, they're all the same people. Every last one, they're all the same. Anyway, all right, so here's something good. John Brennan. Now, this is his original tweet, okay? Dr. Fauci is a national hero who will be remembered for generations to come for his innate, listen to this, innate goodness and many contributions to public health. Despite your business success, you will be remembered most for fueling public hate and divisions. You may have money, but you have no class, says the snarling, angry leftist, John Brennan. Now, then he responds to his own tweet. It says, good people in democracies need a more effective way to prevent attention-craving, emotionally immature, and highly devious individuals, especially those of means, from being socially, culturally, and politically destructive. We certainly seem to have far too many of them lately. And then Elon responds, your house is glass, John Brennan. All of your houses are glass. And all of your houses are crumbling. It's real. For those of us who've been awake, who've been red-pilled, black-pilled, whatever. I guess if you're black-pilled, you're like, ugh, I'm red-pilled and nothing ain't going to change. That's a black-pill. It's like, you know, nihilistic. And it's like, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. I get it. If you're black-pilled and you're in that court, I get it. But be red-pilled. Be like, I see it. And I know that God wins. I know how this movie ends, guys. If you're a person of faith or even the smidgen of faith and you understand that the devil exists, then by God, God exists. If the earth is the devil's playground, heaven, eternity is God's playground. And we know that God wins. He's stepping back. He's allowing it to play out. But God wins. So don't be discouraged. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Never be scared. God wins. All right. I'm going to try and shove a whole lot into the shoehorning segment. We'll see how it goes. You are listening to Angela's Soapbox on Radio Gomes Radio. Be right back.
Automobile aficionado, Apostle Claver here. Let me introduce you to my mechanic, an ASC certified mechanic, Andre at America's Repair in Houston. Now, you guys know I'm a former fully sponsored race car driver and I own a high performance auto. You bet I'm particular about who even touches my car. I go to America's Repair to get all my auto work done and you should too. Andre has served Spring Branch and all of Houston for over 20 years. America's Repair will match or beat any competitor's price. All repairs come with a 1-year, 12,000 mile warranty. America's Repair is a complete car care and repair center. State inspection, muffler and exhaust work, wheel alignment, brake work, tune-ups, engine transmission work, auto body and paint. Great deals on oil change and AC checkup. America's Repair accepts all extended warranties. 2005 North Gessner, 1 mile north of Memorial City Mall in the Katy. Wednesday is senior citizen discounts. Thursday, active military discount. Call 713-467-2001. 713-467-2001. AmericasRepair.com. Or click the ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Welcome back to the infamous shoehorning segment on Angela's Soapbox on Right Jingle Fits Radio. Okay, let's go. All right, so here's another funny tweet with the trannies. This is from Scott Kelly, who's an astronaut, so he's better than you. He's the brother, the twin brother of the hack, Mark Kelly, who's the allegedly, the duly elected senator from Arizona. I wish to God Blake Masters had not conceded, just like I wish that Alexandra Mueller in Harris County had not conceded against Lena Hidalgo, because the Arizona election, it was a nightmare. And thank you, Carrie Lake, for literally standing out on a limb all by yourself. This woman has balls of steel. And when DeSantis is the nominee, whether it be this time or whenever, man, Carrie Lake on that ticket, that would be phenomenal. However, they'll try to Sarah Palin her, but I don't know. I don't think she's Sarah Palinable, because she was in the swamp with them, in the media. She knows how these people think. Anyway, she comes out with a 70-page lawsuit, reads like a true crime novel, everything they did in Arizona to sabotage the election on Election Day, because that they knew that's when Republicans are voting. Just like they did in Harris County, by the way. Now, my thing is this. If they come to find out that, yes, this election was horribly compromised, same within Harris County, we need to have a new election then. That's the only thing that's going to fix it. Because there's no way of knowing how many compromised ballots went to, I mean, you know they went to Democrats, but you can't prove that because they're all commingled. The only way to remedy this is to have a new election with paper ballots, chain of custody, signature verification, voter ID, etc. That is it. That is the only way to fix this. Okay. But, so, I went on a tangent there. Back to Scott Kelly. Okay. Let's talk about the alphabet people here. Okay, Elon, please don't mock. Oh, here it is. So Elon's original tweet, which has just exploded the heads of the left, which, you know, brings rats like John Brennan out of the woodwork. My pronouns are prosecute/Fauci. I remember at one school board meeting, I get up there and I said, my pronouns are GFY. I think maybe I'm going to bring that back. I think maybe I'll be like, My pronouns are F around and find out. Something like that. Because we're all going back to the meeting in January. Oh, bring the popcorn for that. It's going to be good. But anyway, this is so Elon is coming for Fauci. We know that the Twitter files are getting ready to get dumped about the COVID narrative and how Fauci was probably, allegedly, maybe, I don't know, working with big tech companies to censor Americans who talked about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or not getting vaccinated or how masks are a sham and all your dumb rules, your 6 feet apart and your plexiglass are the stupidest things in the world. And yet all these dummies just fell right in line. To me, the last 2 years, 2020 through today, have been just one huge psyop. And for the deep state, the swamp, the worldwide swamp, to see just how far we can push these people. What will people accept? In other words, how much garbage are we able to throw on these people for them to, before they say, no, I'm not doing it. And quite a lot, evidently, because if the plexiglass and the 6 feet apart and the mask didn't make you question everything, I don't know what will, because you're stupid. You're stupid running around in your car with your mask on. You're stupid. You're dumb. You shouldn't be around the rest of us. Please segregate yourself. You're stupid. Anyway, so he came out with that. And here's what Scott Kelly, the astronaut who's smarter than you, said. Elon, I'm getting emo. Please don't mock and promote hate toward already marginalized and at risk of violence member of the LGBTQ plus community. They are real people with real feelings. Furthermore, Dr. Fauci is a dedicated public servant whose sole motivation was saving lives. BS. Now, this brilliant girl, blue check mark, never heard of her. I fully do not take credit for this, and I'm not going to take credit for it because I am not that SMRT. But she completely, her response to this, Maude Marin, is perfection. Objecting to pronoun rituals is not mocking gay people or trans people. It is rejecting a regressive ideology that is being force-fed across the culture, harming many, most devastatingly, kids who can't escape these rituals and accompanying ideology in classrooms, to which Elon responded perfectly, said, yes, yes, girl, whoever you are, blue check mark, perfectly said. Right before he's supposed to testify in front of Congress, I mean, what are the chances? So weird, right? So weird. All right, last story. This is delicious, okay? Absolutely delicious. Nancy Mace, who's not a Trumper. Trump actually supported, I think her name is Carrie Arrington in that race, but Nancy Mace won. But she gets props from me this week, all right? Here we go. Nancy Mace and Byron Donalds, who is a superstar, by the way, superstar, mark my words, confronted radical trans activist Alejandro Caraballo during testimony in front of the Oversight Committee in D.C. Democrats assembled a group of radical leftists to come in and discuss extremism and white supremacy, of course, in front of the House Oversight Committee. They can't let it go. They must divide. If they're not dividing, they're not winning. All right. And again, this is from Gateway Pundit. During questioning, Mace asked the far left panel if they believed extremist rhetoric leads to violence, when all of the leftists agreed that words online lead to violence. Not Black Lives Matter burning down cities. No. Not Antifa beating the hell out of people. That's fine. Making stuff up about a fentanyl overdose, saying that he was murdered. That didn't lead to violence. No, it's fine. It's justified, of course. Representative Mace then confronted trans activist Alejandro Caraballo with several of her tweets calling for violence against Supreme Court justices. Now, obviously, this heifer ain't being, and she is a heifer, is not used to being confronted for her calls for violence against public officials. But isn't it interesting that this lunatic's tweets were not censored or silenced, even after she was calling for violence against Supreme Court justices? So here's what her tweet said. Didn't get censored, didn't get put down, she didn't get suspended, nada. and she has a blue check mark at the end of her name, so she's better than you. The six justices who overturned Roe versus Roe should never know peace again. It is our civic duty to accost them every time they are in public. Now, for those of you dummies out there, accost means attack. That's a synonym for attack, okay? Which, you know, call me crazy, sounds like violence. They are pariahs. Since women don't have their rights, these justices should never have a peaceful moment in public again. And this heifer was gobsmacked. She blocked Nancy Mace. She's like, I don't want to hear it. Have another croissant, Alejandra, if you catch my drift. Have another big old chocolate cake. Looks like you just had a big old chocolate cake before you came in to testify. Anyway, yeah, yes, I'm fat shaming her. Deal with it, okay? Get off your ass and go on a walk. It's not going to kill you. Anyway, I could go on about that. That's a story for another time. I just, these people deserve every bit of our scorn, every bit of our mockery, and every bit of exposure that we can give them. It's delicious. I will never stop exposing them. I will never stop making fun of them. I will never stop holding a mirror up to their hypocrisy. Not ever, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to win this. It's going to take some time, but mark my words, we're going to win. All right, guys, that is my time for this week. You have been listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Please go share this podcast far and wide. Find me on BitChute and Rumble. Everything is warehoused on AngelaSoapbox.com. And until next time, everybody, keep kicking ass and taking names. Peace!